Well, we're coming into Chesed with another prayer, the top of the Amud. But we start with the Sugya of Chazara, obviously. We're doing the Chazara, but the Shaila of Boso, Mikaro, Zinon, or Boso, Tova, Mono, or Zinon. When an animal has contact with a Kri, but it doesn't break immediately, it only breaks the later stage, do we stay away? Have contact with the Kri, that's cool, that's Rega. Or do we say, no, since it only broke when it was not connected to the animal, that's the Tetzorius and you pay Chatzinezek. That was a Shaila of the Gemara. So now, you are bringing your eyes. Top of the page is Chesem Alav. Toshima, Tanagurim. So in Mechatatim Mechebel, Dili. Chickens or roosters, whatever you want to translate Tanagurim as, they were pecking at the rope of a Dili. And if the rope broke, finished badly, and the Dili broke because of that. So the Dili didn't break immediately, they broke afterwards. And therefore, it seems to be fall under the category of our shaila. Do we go bosom ikara? If we go bosom ikara, so it was involved in the pecking of that rope in the Dili, so it's considered regal. Or do you go bosom tapa mana, in which case it'd be chatzinezek. And what does it say? It says in the right, so Misham, Nezek Shalim. It says clearly you pay Nezek Shalim. Mami no, from here we see also Meikara Otikino. You go according to Meikara. There I am. And for the Gemara is what they want. No, Togemar. We could explain that this rice is not referring to the bucket at all. Achevel. It's referring to the Chevel. It's referring to the Chevel. And how much you pay for the Chevel? How much you pay for the Chevel? That's exciting. Why? Because your mommy's pecked at that. You pecked at it, of course, it's good for it. Pay the Gemara. How could that be? The Chevel, it's a very weird thing for an animal to peck at the root to break it. It's Mishonah. So why can it be that it's Shalim? It's Mishonah. Are you here, Bianca the Kasha? Mishonah. This is a strange question because that question you should have had right from the beginning of the rice. Rice says you pay Nezek Shalim. So you should have had the Kasha straight away. How can you pay Nezek Shalim? He did an act which is Mishonah. Why do we only wake up now to say this? After we've read the Chevel, Chevel Mishonah. We had the question right at the start. It says you pay Nezek Shalim. Why did you pay Nezek Shalim? It's Mishonah. Even on the bucket, we should have had that Kasha. What happened with the story of the bucket? It pecked at the rope, broke the rope, and the bucket fell down. So we want to bring it right, you see, you go boss on Meid Kor. We're still Mishonah. Why was the animal pecking at the rope? It's a very Mishonah thing to do. That's a very strong Kash on Megumar.
Why there was an answer? Why didn't we ask that?
There was an answer, yes. So why didn't we ask that then? So Tez asked the Kash. Tez at the top of the page. And says it, we're going to see in a second, but this is if we're talking about the bucket. So we could say the rope was very fragile and not difficult for the animal to peck it and break it. So it's not much sooner. So you have to pay for the bucket. But on the rope, if the whole payment's on the rope, you have to pay for the rope. So obviously, talking about a rope that's of a value, right? The rope's of value. And the animal must have really pecked it and pecked it and pecked it. That is called.
Mishonah.
Unusual. Also, I had my wire sitting on the floor in the base measures. And along came a little mouse and started chewing at it. That's a normal thing to do. I think mice like chewing on wires. But that's what that is. That's normal. Normal for a chicken probably do the same, a little peck here and there. Maybe you have a big, thick robe and it starts
even if it's
chugging its way through it. Yeah, my wire is not there. So, yeah.
This also says it was water.
Yes, quite right. It's very good. Yeah, forgot about that point. Yeah, it's stuck out the water. Well done. Yeah.
So you probably dressed in the same mission. That's something.
take it to make it
normal. Okay. Right. Yeah, so but to chug his way through it, pick, that's an accurate mishuna. And that's what the Gemara's question is. Why should pay that shone? Answer the Gemara, the most Benisha, we're talking about a road that's been covered with dough, and therefore to package it up to a stage of even breaking it. Because the Gemara, when he split the leaves on the Agnes, they were talking about the road, but it says clearly in the Brisa that the deliverer seems to be focusing on the deliv. And it says on that you pay an Ekshalim, so the focus on the deliv. You pay an Ekshalim for the deliv. So it must be the Bosa, Mekar, answer the Gemara, no, Ella. You're right. So forget about what I just answered. Scratch that answer. Ella Sumkosi. The Hamad Tzuris and Ekshalim Mishalim. This Brisa says you pay an Ekshalim, even though it happens later on, is following the opinion of Sumchus, and Sumchus says you pay, there's a shot even for Tzuris. So of course, our whole shayla, but you give us Mikor, but you give us a Tavimono, is only a shayla that comes to the Chachomim. According to Sumchus, it says you pay an Ekshare both for Regal, and both also with Tzuris. So of course, in this case, if you're paying an Ekshare. But this price is going like Sumchus. He's on same as say, but let's see the end of the say. End of it. What does it say? Nitens mimeno shever. After this bucket fell and broke, a shever broke off from it, the nofal al kli acher, and it broke another kli. Veshiva, and it broke the other kli. Alarishoin mishalim nezik shalim. On the first bucket that he broke, you pay nezik shalim. And then the second one, you pay chatzinezek. Why should you pay chatzinezek for the second one? Because it's tzuris. Be'is sumkos. If it's just going like sumkos, be'is the chatzinezek. Sumkos doesn't hold of chatzinezek. Sumkos doesn't hold of Allah Kolamish Misinai of chatzinezek tzuris. So how could it be sumkos? We've got a bright set. It says the first three you pay. On the first one you pay Nezik Shalim. On the second one you pay Chatzin Ezek. So why on the first one you pay Nezik Shalim? We thought maybe because you go Bosa Tama Mana. Since the animal actually had contact with it, it's considered Rega. So he said, no, Raya. It's going on Sulkus, bottom line Sulkus. And then Bosa Mikar. We thought we go Bosa Mikar. Since the animal had contact with it, you pay Nezik Shalim. So we said, no, Raya, Bemet, it could be going like Sumchus. If it's going like Sumchus, we don't understand the end of the case. The end of the case is you pay Chatzin Ezek. Sumchus doesn't hold on Chatzin Ezek. But he came and shiny later Sumchus. Pay Nezek, Koichor. Maybe Sumchus does hold on Allah from Mishri Sinai. So it's not for the first gun of Koichor, but rather by Koichor. Oh, that can't be. In other words, Rashi had the shiny Koichor Sumchus. Is that considered koichoy or is it considered not his koyach? We should be able to infer from this halacha that it's not like koichoy. Why did Rashi have a shayla? We could infer from this halacha that sumchus does all of the halacha which we see now. Albeit by Koichor. That's the question, this Bryce. This Bryce seems to tell me you go Bosa Gufoy. The only way we can get out of going Bosa Gufoy is to say it's going like Sumchus. But in this Bryce, it seems to say that you still pay Chatzin Ezek. And if it's going like Sumchus, why should you pay Chatzin Ezek? To say that he holds of Koichor is different to Koichor, that Rav Ashi had to suffer about. So this Bryce can't be a good man mocking for it if Rav Ashi had to suffer about it. So that's where we're stuck. Is it going to the Rabbonon? And it's a Raya and it's going to the Yigur Basim Yikar? Or is it going to like Sumchus and then we have a Raya that Sumchus is Mechamim Chin Kuyuk and Kuyuk? Kuyuk. Thank you, Lovin. Yes? Excellent. That's the shine of the Gemara. The Gemara is left in a bit of a difficulty. Because we don't want to say that it's going like Silvus and answering with Ashi's Shaila. Because if Ashi had that Shaila, so we don't want to say this is a Braisa which is against Rav Ashi. Don't want to do that. So therefore, it's not going like Silvus. If it's not going like Silvus, then we have a clear idea that. What's the Miko? That itself was a Shaila. We had the Shaila. Rabbi had the Shaila about that. Was Robert Shiner was there again?
Right.
No, Robert, it was Robert Shiner. It was Robert Shiner. Robert had the Shiner. No, Robert, by Bosmi Kaur. It was Robert Shiner. So, either way, we've stuck. Either we've got Gavaldiger Raya to Robert Shiner, so what's his Shiner? Or we have a Gavaldiger Raya to Rashi Shiner, so what was his Shiner? So, the Gemara said the new Terence. El Alam, we are born on him. We're talking about a case where the Tanoga was walking with this rope and the rope snapped and the Tanoga and the bucket broke as it was walking, and therefore that's considered regal. That's considered regal. That's like the case of the Eglah. Or the delil, that's kosher. If the delil breaks as it's walking, that's considered regular. Very serious. Says Rashi.
If the delil broke while it was dancing, it wouldn't be.
It would be as well, unless it's through it.
Well, that's what the dancing causes. That's
if it did through it, yeah. Yeah, says Rashi. Where are we up to in Rashi? Nishmad Li, it's the second Rashi on the page. Nishmad Li. Sokadaitov, Daideshaya Tanagim and Nakes Achevin. He thought through the Tanagim, a day through Shaya Tanagim, through the Tanagim, and Nakes Achevin, pecking at the rope, his Galga Li, the Li rolled over, and Nishmad broke. That's what we thought. Tugma Achevin. Holding Tony Nezikshonim, that why it said Nezikshonim Achevel. That's referring to the roof. And that's goof. The Gemara said, no, if that is, then it's Mishunah. Shein Derech Shen, Lecha Leshein Arorlo. It's not normal for the Shen to eat what is not normal for the Shen to eat. And if so, it's Chatzinezik Nishalim. What should pay Chatzinezik? Yes, the Ruben.
When does Rashi say Derech Shen? Because Rashi doesn't hold it. That it would be shame, unless it's food. So if it was Mishunah, it would be Karen or a hybrid regular situation.
That's exactly what Rashi's saying.
Rashi's saying
here that you pay Nezik Shalim. So we still don't understand. The only reason why you should pay Nezik Shalim is because of the act, what he did on that road, that Shem was eating it. It's not all fair to eat it. Right? So it can't be Shem. And it must be Karen. If it's Keren, Shvi Chatzinezek. Exactly the point the Rashi is. The Mobus Belishin, Shemidubek is Boise, that the Isa was stuck to the rope, and that is normal for the animal to eat. The Mobus Loshen Lichuch. Mobus is Loshen Lichuch. Interesting, actually. At this stage, we say we're talking about Mobus Belishin. So what was that? Why is the animal chai for the roof? Which I would say?
Shame.
Right? Chai of shame. How much would he pay for the bucket that broke because of it?
Well, no, we'll talk about the rope.
Right.
How much would he pay for the
bucket? That must be a shame about Shana Lop. What would he pay for the bucket?
Put it to Rashi's service for the shame.
Wouldn't pay. What would you pay? Nothing or everything. That's depending on the two shenes of Rashi.
Right.
Could be pay everything. And then what's the Gemara? Gemara's kasha now. Gemara said vanish badli. What's about the delim? Meaning to say, it must be paid for the delim. Yeah. So maybe you do. Maybe you do pay for the delim because there's no such thing as service by shen. Once you say it's Moos Belisha, they're eating the roux and it's normal shen now, now I can understand why you should pay for the tzuris. I know I could answer this question. We had the question, why are you paying at the shen for the bakir? Must be good boss to me, Kara. I can tell you an answer. No, you're good boss to say. And the reason why you pay Nezik Shani for the bucket is because it's Shen here. It's not regal, it's Shen. And Shen pays Nezik Shani in Tzuris. Kash and Rashi. Going to Tzuris wouldn't be true, why? Tzuris holds it is Tzuris and Shen. So you still wouldn't pay Nezik Shani for the bucket. You'd still be Chatzin Nezik. Come to Rashi, the whole thing you pay Nezik Shani for Tzuris of Shen. So all we have to do is coat this thin rope with dough. All we have to do is coat the thin rope with dough. That'll peg the tit for Shen. And that's why you're paying as a shani for the bucket. And the chance you're paying as a shani. The question on Russia.
The bucket would be
serious, why not? There you go, Boston State.
You kick a pebble, the pebble hits something else. Here, it's a direct act of cutting it because it falls. It breaks. Now, if the bucket would then break something on its way down after it fell, that would be service.
I did for the molochad. The shine of the gemar here is where you kick the bucket. The shine of the gemar, not the shine up on the base. It's down on the base. You kick the bucket rolled down the hill and broke at the bottom of the hill. That is a natural progression. What happens to the bucket? And the gemar, the shine, maybe that's called service. Because it didn't break when it was connected to the animal. The pecking the rope and the rope breaking and the bucket falling off can't be any different to that case. If in that case you're holding the tzuris, it's certainly this case. So I'm just being my own, Gibald Gilara, Pirashi, because I would have to be my own Aris. Putting it together. Kundari, Nezek Shalim, what was the whole cast of the Gemara? What's the whole cast of the Gemara? This is Shen. It's Shen, it's Mars Belize, or even without it, going to have Ruben pointing out from Jesus, it's pecking together out of the water. So it's Shen, it's doing it for our life. Shen, I'm not you paying as a shoddy for the two. Even if it's possible. Yes, sure. What's that going to take
long? Well, the thing is, I
think
Rashi doesn't hold by Shen. It's for us by Shen, right?
What does he hold?
He holds the Gonsh for us by Rega.
And if it's by Shen, and if it would be by Shen, what would be the thing?
Oh, well, if it was actually Shen that caused it, then I don't know.
What would be the day?
Oh, it would be Nezek Shalim.
No. So that's what happened there. The animal was pecking the rope. Why was it pecking the rope?
For Shen.
No.
But
that's
made Nezek Shalim. No, but that's for the rope. What if it has nothing to do with the
thing? Liz, it's serious.
Right, so he wouldn't pay. So that would be, wouldn't pay anything for it.
I mean, you just forgot what you yourself said.
No.
This is a serious shot. No, meaning what? How much do you pay for the tzuris of Shen?
If it was tzuris of Shen.
Yeah, and what would you pay?
I guess it would. You pay for Nezek.
I'd record you. I am recording you. You pay Nezek Shalim for tzuris of Shen.
Okay.
Now, what was this story here? Tanagoyim shemechatim bechevel. What is that? Shen or regal?
That would be Shen.
No. So how much do you pay for the bucket that broke?
Going back to the case that where one of the people with the
what? How much would you pay for the bucket in this case? It pegged at the rope and the rope broke, and therefore the bucket fell off.
There's no such thing as Soros by Shen.
No.
Then how can you have a bucket? How can there be a liability for a bucket that broke because of Soros of Shen? He's saying there's no such thing as
Soros. No, miss, Mother, not denying a mitzias that when you're eating, there can be tzuris, but the halacha would be that you're paying a dikshonim. There's no ilchus, there's no halacha mishmisina in tzuris. It's exactly the same as Shen itself.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Okay.
If Shen causes tzuris, glowing coming out of the animal, that's tzuris. Right? If it's because of Shen, so we've got Gvaldi Kash on Ashi, Tanagoyle that was pecking at the rope. I'm asking if you've got the dough on it, then it's certainly Nezek Shalim. But I'm saying they couldn't have ruined from Tzitzis But if the Matthias is pegging it to get the water out, that's shed even on a fragile roof. And therefore, of course, you're paying Ezek Shalim on the bucket. So what's the Gemara's Raya Bechlal to the Shaila which we're asking? We've got a Shaila, and we're also then by Tzuris by Regel. But Tzuris by Shen. Of course, you're paying Ezek Shalim. And that's what about Christ is saying it. Leah, so on, Rash. Mask him. I think Nachum spoke about that. Things I have to check out. Malka, what do you say? Good cash on Rashi. If you don't like Tosas, that Tosas says that by Shen, also there's Halacha Mishmi Sin out Tsuris. Do you understand this whole Gemara? Of course, it's Tsuris by Shen. You can have Tsuris of Shen, and therefore, Yachayim, if you say Yachayim Ezek Shalim, you have a right, you must be Kar. But if you hold that, like Rashi, that by Shen, there was never said that they don't Tsuris, that means it doesn't make a difference by Shen if the animal itself did it. Or a stone did it because of the Shem. So certainly then, if the animal itself picked up the roof, and because of that, the bucket broke off. See you paying Ezek Shalim. Who's your Gedoyla? Oh, we have to look it up. Fine. Where are we holding? In the middle of Rashi. The most Belisha, Shemudabekes Ba'isa. That's right. That's that Rashi wants. The most Belisha, Shemudabekes Ba'isa. He is stuck to it. The most notion lichu. Most means lichu. Most often you think means dirt, right? So it means it was dirtied with dough on it. Elo sumchusu in Rashi. Elo sumchusu. This whole price is going similar. So loyla bosa tamamamazin. Permit tamamam. You go according to when it actually broke. And it is serious. It's very same. The sumchusu and it's going like sumchusu. Maybe you'll say that we don't understand why Yechayim Chatzin Ezek according to Sumchus. Maybe you'll say Sumchus Machal between Koychoi, Le Koychoi, Dli, Shiniz Galgal have a Koychoi. A Dli that rolls down the hill is Koychoi, Va'achel, and the one that breaks off it, Shiniz Vavitzoi, Zidli have a Koychoi, maybe he makes a Kedok. Call me, the boy of Ashi, the government of Shmaitin, and Ashi has his Sabe. And for the Gemara, finally, Rebbe Ba'abaye, onto the Gemara, the Ka'ozil, Minei, Minei. The Ka'ozil, Dili, Minei, Minei, the town of Gil, the Nishpah, the Gilgal, they didn't break by rolling down the hill, the Makim Acher. And who, Doich Boy, called Shaw, he was pushing it at continuously, or Mishas, Shvira, Nami. Also, as he was pushing it, that's when it broke. And therefore,
we changed
the whole case. Yeah. We had the question answered, and I never found the answer to it. So, why did my Nisak Achevel that the rope broke is irrelevant? As it's walking, it broke the belief. Never found an answer.
What's the Chiddush on Solo price?
What's the Chiddush, the cause of an AMA that you're paying as a shot? Well, that could be the Chiddush is, even though it's not the actual animal, it's just similar to Eglo Mishachas Vikuri. Remember the wagon the wagon that the calf is pulling is considered gufoy. Even though it's not really gufoy, it's pulling a rope, which is pulling that is considered gufoy. So this price is holding the same thing, even though it's not the actual animal kicking the thing, it's pulling a rope.
And that's just like we said with the car on that the rope and it's all one unit, it's all part of gufoy. Couldn't we say the rope and the panel is one unit? They're tied together.
Yeah.
So when he acts the road, that the damage to the lid is considered proof of.
Actual damage is how much you have to pay. You pick the road breaks, you don't have to pay very much.
When he pick a road,
and the road,
and the lead road, that was the delete.
From when did he break?
The rope and.
I'm saying the delete and the rope can't be worse. Then the actual clear that you gave a bump and it rolled down the hill, and you only had, and it breaks at the end. And then we got some that's called service because they only broke at the end. So even if you say the Dli and the rope are considered one entity, and you broke a little bit of the rope, so consider you broke maybe a fraction of the price of the bucket. But when does the bucket, when does serious damage you have to pay? That's what the bucket. broke at the bottom of the hill. And that the good mitzvah is. Nefik Shali. So you see, you go to Basamikara. That's what the Gemara wanted to bring around. So you go to Basamikara. So what's the answer? The answer is, it wasn't that story. Not the story that it fell down and broke later. It broke as it was walking. So that is
not the trigger. It's not the marker.
Right, did you? That's exactly what
Rashi said. There's no marker. You only have that. He got rid of it by was it that he was kicking the I think the case was that it was pecking and as it was pecking,
it's pulling it. Yeah.
So the contact was never still with, was still not with his knee. The contact was only with the rope.
That can be like what it's saying. It's all considered one thing.
Right.
Yeah. The point is that it broke then, not at a later
time.
Or different occasions. Fine, very good. So that's the Gemara until the new shine, until the new shine of Rahman. Was there maskon in the Gemara? Was there maskon? Always good to make sure you get maskons. Is there maskon in the Gemara? Rav is shy there. Do you go boss me grab boss safe?
No.
No maskon. Our Gemara, there's no maskon. Out of the reed, the riff. We'll be doing it now, but there's a serum of sakalach. But there's no maskon in the Gemara here. What's the din? Do you go boss me grab boss safe? Just bring your baby, you hold. This price I'm talking about minutes. We don't have. If they must go, what's the din? If you would go, so we have two tastes in one longer one and one very small one. The longer one we already discussed about there. The Gemara woke up when the Gemara said you have to pay for the rope. They picked up the Gemara asked the question, to pay for the rope, then it's shine. It's Mashune. But regarding the bucket, because the bucket you have to pay for, if you'd say, you go to Boston car, that didn't bother us that you pay in Ezek Shalom. I was a Mishnah. So the commentator speaks out. Bishlani Adinko, if it came with the leave. If the reason why you pay in Ezek Shalom is because of the bucket, Ikhala Ikhma Bechevel Guruha, we can refer to a old Chevel, Vyosha, a Guruha, a shoddy rope. Okay, not very good quality rope. Vyosha, all the body worn out. The if so, we pass it. It's very normal for it to break up. With a very small chatite, it's very normal for it to snap. Why is it pecking at it? The chicken is pecking at it in order to suck out the water in the chevel. But now they're referring to the chevel, and you're paying for the chevel. So if you're paying for the chevel, it has to be something you're paying for. We must be referring to a strong chevel, the shaykh of Eitash, that you can pay something for it. If it's a very worn out piece of rope, it's probably not even worth the pruta. So it must be talking about here where it's worth something. And that is Mishnah. Okay? Shouldn't that the chicken should get managed to cut itself all the way through it? Enough.
So, we don't say it's a matter of time.
What do you mean?
I mean, a thin rope, in other words, if you have a chicken, a woodpecker, whatever, it's going out of business. Something shoddy, it'll snap right away. Something good, it won't. But if you leave it there long enough, it'll get through, it'll make it to China.
Yeah, no, that's so true because a chicken will peck at it like takes a further peck at it to get a bit of water out of it. But a chicken's not going to work dead hard, start getting rid of water, peck it all the way through this strong rope to it. Okay, that's the first step of the day. So, why are we only asking about sure the rope? Because that's when you're paying for the actual rope. Have to be a strong rope. You know, the second step of the day says, yeah, referring to the dilim, but seen in the farish, the nifsak, what does nifsak mean? It doesn't mean that he pegged it until he snapped the rope. I know that is shahuta kesha, it was knotted, and knot was undone. That's what I mean. That it was pecking it in until the knot undid itself. Shahuta kesha, shahoya be'adli, that the dilim was kosho b'cheva. animal tied to the turtle. So that's a very normal activity. The animal is pegging against it until the rope got untied. And therefore, the rope had to be there. It wasn't just untied, it was actually snapping it. That a chicken wouldn't do. So we said, if that's true, and here's the second thing. When this takes us, you need a little bit of your finger for. I don't know if we did it the first time. There's two shayla. What was Robert's shayla? Do you go to the God or do you go to the say? What's Rashi's shayla? Kerkerker of Sumpus. Is it like Kerkai? Do you paint as a charm? Do you paint as a net? We have. One brisa. This one brisa fell down. So this one brisa could answer either one of those shinas. It could answer Robert's shine. You see, you go Rosamik Karam. Can you pay Nezik Shadin? It could answer Rashi Shaina. Let's say between us so because if you see that you pay Khatsi Nezik on the next case. Yeah, the price is said you pay Nezik Shadin on the market and Khatsi Nezik on the piece that broke off from it. So you could answer Ravashi Shaina. He could answer either of those shaders, but not both of the shaders. Either one of these shaders, it could be a riot for. It's one pricing. So it's either going to be a bomb or it's going to be something. It's either a riot for the bomb that you pay, possibly a car, or it's a riot that's going to be a bomb. It's a riot that you go, Kurt is not the same as Kurt. Answer Ravashi Shaina. So both Rava and Ravashi have a right to have a shine. Because this price is not more to be given by them. Let's say wrong. Rava had a shine. Do you go boss me car? To shine for the price, and the price said you could pay Nevik Shale. So Rava will say, no, that price is going to be so close. And then Achlami, you come to me, we've seen this price that Kurt is different to Kurt. Now, don't get to Ravashi, and Ravashi's got a shine. Come to Sulkos. Is Kirk the same as Kirk or different? So they never got Brightson. Brightson says that you pay Chatzin Nezik on the second stage. What will Ravashi answer? This price is going in the Rabbon. And the Rabbon say you pay Chatzin Nezik, of course. Why do you pay Nezik Shorim on the first bucket? Because you go Boston meet Kara. So Ravashi would say this price, and maybe it's not going in Sulkos, it's going in the Rabbon. And the Rava will say, this price is maybe going to the not going to the Rabbon. So each one of them could push off this price so as not to solve their shayla. They have a shayla, you have a price. It's not look at this price, because this price is going at the other mandama. Either going to the going at the Rabbon. That's what Taisa says. But the Gemara, teach the life you currently don't mean. The Gemara said, oh, you're saying it's going like Sumpus? Then we can answer Rashi Shayla. Have a motzel a meme. The Gemara could have said, Zil hachok matchile, Zil hachok matchile. It's an expression mentioned in the Gemara, meaning if you have two Amorim, two people asking a Shaila, and you have one Braisa, which could be explained like Rava, or could be explained like Ravashi, each one will push it off to explain it like the other one. Zil hachok matchile, this Braisa, Rava will say, this Braisa is not a Rai against my Shaila, because this Braisa is even like Sumpus. And Sumchus will and Ravashi will say that this price is not right against my shayla, because this price is going to the bottom. Each one is pushing the bucket to the other one, the ball to the other one, right? So the Gemara could have said that. The Gemara could have said, what do you want from me? Ravashi could say, what do you want from me? I'll explain the price is going to the bottom. Hello. The Lavachim is Shani Shaki. We found anyway a teretz that will resolve anyway from everyone that this brisa was talking about a case which wasn't serious. It was mamish regal, which is not problematic to Rabbah, not problematic to Ravashi. We're talking about regal and mamish. So mele, that's the best of it.
If you look at the Ravashi that says al sumchasi, he's translating and he's saying that the case is the basar tavamana.
We could say basar tavamana.
So if we're doing that, aren't we answering Rav Shaila? Either that it's either Basar Mikara according to Rabbanan or Basar Tavamana according to Sumchus?
We're saying that you got no raya. Because what did you want to bring a raya? Basar Mikara? No, it could be Basar Tavamana. La'olam Basar Tavamana means We could always say that is we got no right, it's open. You want to say Masa Mikar? No, it could be Masa Tavamana. Yeah, not that it's Kar that is the Alakha. It's not a right. In this price, it could be Tavamana. Go right, Solos. Right, okay, fine. So that's the Shaita. Next Gemara, Bo Yom. Next Shaita of Rava. If you remember, this was now the second Shaita of Rava. Rava had a few different Shaitas, and none of them Rava answered, actually. None of them. But this is now the second Shaita of Rava. Bo Yom. Chatzi Nezek Tzuris. Migufoy Mishalim or Ma'aliyah Mishalim? Do you pay Migufoy or do you pay Ma'aliyah? Chatzi Nezek Tzuris, we know there's Halacha Mishmi Sinai, there's Perega, all this damage. And it rolls down, and the stories get kicked up. You only pay chatzi nezek. But regel. So is it chatzi nezek me'aliyah like regel, or is it chatzi nezek migufoy like every other chatzi nezek that we know of in Hilchos Nizokin? How many chatzi nezeks do you know in Nizokin? Two. One is a new halacha which we see now. One's the one that the Torah spoke about. Which one do you pay to give out? Care and time, and what do you pay? Me, go boy. So is it like Hilchos Regel or is it like Hilchos Tam? That's a shayla. So a good Gishmak is shayla. When the Torah said, Allah, Mishmishina said, you pay Chatzi Nezek, what did it mean? It meant just to reduce the amount you pay, but we're still getting the same Masul of Regel. Oh no, completely new Masul. Forget about Regel. It's now going with Hilchos Tam. Me, go for it. So the Gemara speaks out. Migufoy Mishale, maybe you pay Migufoy, but I ask you upon Chatzi Nezek and Mishale Ma'aliyah. You never find Chatzi Nezek that pays Ma'aliyah. Look in the Torah, when it talks about Chatzi Nezek, it's always Migufoy. Or you deal with Ma'aliyah Mishale, or maybe you pay Ma'aliyah, then I ask you upon Ki'uche, the Mishale Migufoy. You don't find an animal that does an activity in the normal way that pays Migufoy. Or in town, the reason why I pay Migufoy is because it's Mishunim. It's different, it's not normal. If it's normal, you pay Ma'aliyah. So do you say it's like Regel or do you say it's like town? That's a shayla. And now the Gemara is going to bring a couple of rayos to prove this point. First one is a very simple one. Toshma, Hidus Eidem Mu'ud. Beish Eidem Ha'izeh Mu'ud. Sure. Where else do we have this price? Hidus Eidem Mu'ud, Beish Eidem Ha'izeh Mu'ud. Where else do we have this brisa hidus in a mood? V'yesh oimrim harizeh mood. It was earlier, you're quite right. It was earlier. Where? Bottom of the previous page, right? Bottom of the previous page, the Gemara decided you go, boss of Mikor, boss of Tavamana, the Gemara bought this right there. Hidus Harizemud, Beishim Einemud, the other way around. Yeah, Hidus Einemud, Beishim Harizemud. And the Gemara thought, Hidus Sokhada, the same words. Hidus Sokhada, you know. Dancing is the normal case that the Mother Egal, Mother's Mood. And all that, here's a bit different. There, the Gemara beforehand said, Hidus meant they rolled down the hill. Now we're saying a different shot. Hidus vehitis. Hidus vehitis. It's at our stones. While dancing, stones got kicked up. No. Why does one say it's a mood and one say any mood? What does it mean? We all know tzuris. How much you pay for tzuris? Chatzinezek. So why does one call it a mood? Tony Chatzinezek. Chatzinezek is not a mood. Why does one call it a mood? Tony Chatzinezek. What's the answer? Good Ma'aliyah. Right? My lab. Babar Kavitri, man the Oma Eidemur, the one that says the Eidemur, he holds. So when we go from Mishal, it's Eidemur, Mamish Eidemur, it's Chatzin, that's what we go for, Mamish Eidemur. Or Ma Sova, man the Oma, the Mood, the one that holds the Mood, he didn't mean that the Mood, he painted the Kshalim, he meant the Mood, Kisova, Ma'aliyah, Mishal, Ma'aliyah, Mishal, Ma'aliyah. The Rabbi Shain is if we met a machlekes in a grasp. Answer the Gemara, no. Loi, if Lute, the Sokos, Rabbana, Kamitvigim, we can say this machlekes here is the old machlekes between Sumpas and Rabbana. Come to Rabbana, how much would you pay? Chatzin, I think, good for you. Like every time. And according to some, because how much do you pay? Me'aliyah. Why me'aliyah? It is not. The only reason why we thought you should pay Migufa is because it's like cutting out of time. According to someone, they pay Nezik Shalem, and that doesn't be me'aliyah. That's why it's one of the Timur, the old Alok of Timur, one of the time with all the Alok of time. Said Rashi. Kisoma Migufa Mishani. First word on the line, Kisoma Migufa Mishani. It's about 15 lines now. Kisoma Migufa Mishani. The Aino Enoi Mood. The Dinei Kitabah for me. That's what the Aino Mood means. It's Mamish Kosh's time. Aliyah Mishani, the Aino Mood, become a lovely Nezek Sholei. When the one who said Mood, he didn't mean it's Nezek Sholei. Elo Le'inin Aliyah, the Chatzin Nezek. You pay Aliyah. You pay Me'aliyah for the half minute. Which is my answer? No, I've been putting some for Zabonon. It's going on all my places of some Zabonon or more than Nezek Shalei. And you pay more than Nezek Shalei Mea Nia. Right, next ride. Remember, we're trying to bring a ride. You pay me Gufet Bema Nia. This next ride is a long ride, which goes on and on a bit and on. But we'll start at least. Where would I find this halakha? If I was looking for it, should I look in Mishnah, Babri, Tezefta? Where would I look? A kelev shenot zochara, a dog that took it for a while. Tezefta, you want me to look at Tezefta?
Well, that's Rashi says.
The Tanya Lai, yeah. The Tanya Lloyd of attention. Yeah. And this is the actual thing of the Mishnah. Mishnah, the next Mishnah, I think.
Oh.
Like Kafarif, maybe not the next Mishnah.
No, the next Mishnah is Shan.
Yeah, Kafarif on the base. Kafarif on the base, we got it's the same word. A kelev shenotal karo, a dog took a loaf of bread. Ba'olach v'godish, and it went to a haystack, v'ochal karo. And it ate that loaf of bread, we had the Godish, and it burnt down the Godish. And the Karora Meshani Nezik Sholei, but the Godish Meshani Chatzin Nezik. On the actual loaf of bread, you pay Nezik Sholei, why? On the Godish, you pay Chatzin Nezik. My diamond. Why do you have to pay Chatzin Nezik? Now, Mishpah, it says. Right, and now here's your concept. The Tanya Lo, and the reason it's set on it, it says, "Mishalim Chatzinezik Mikul Toy." You pay the Chatzinezik Mikul Toy. Here we have the clearest possible proof for the Shitta's Rob.
That's in my notes. I wrote the Tanya Lo as a bracelet.
The bracelet, yeah. Except it's a bracelet. We don't know where it is. Sorry. So we can never find it. But yeah, don't you keep it a bracelet? It is a bracelet. Yeah, the Tony Alon, then the price it says it is Katinezek. We go for it. So here you are, Rabbi. Rabbi Shari, we've got an answer. It's good. It's always good to have answers. Rabbi Shari, you pay me Aliyah, me go for it. What's the answer? You pay me go for it. Says the Gemara can't be. It is where there is an opinion of Rabbi Loza who's mentioned in that price. Where's that price? The show up. No, but there is a Rebbe Loza who holds that you pay Nezek Sholem on the whole Godish. The whole Godish you pay Nezek Sholem. And on that same Rebbe Loza, the price has said you pay me good boy. No, how can it be you pay Nezek Sholem, me good boy? How can it be you pay Nezek Sholem on the Godish and that? Can that be? All that. How is it possible that you pay Nezek Sholem on the Godish? Because Sumchus, can I Sumchus? And Sumchus holds he paid Tzuri, he's paid Nezek Sholem. Say that. Oh, but me good boy. Sumchus would know me good boy. I can just explain that. It's not to say me good boy. It's because it's like time. Oh, bad. It's not time here. What's the chance? It is when a brother Nezek Sholem me good boy, me ask it for. Hello, must be you're going to Shani Bahor. This case is a completely different case. You did some type of shinui. It was Mishunah, and you pay it's Karen. Maybe not just some like a tamfen. You hold that tamfen. I'm going to show the Karen of time. Is it nezik shalei b'shal? You hold that tamfen. Hold if you have the shunim, which is Karen. It's not nezik. You pay nezik shalei. So why is it nezik shalei? Nothing to do with tzuris. Why is it nezik shalei? Just an nezik. And why is it migufay?
It's the diamond.
The die, very good. The die on the base, we're gonna learn. Die, you love it, and I did this needle, and still only a beam. That's the short. Yes, I'm an extra couple of topics.
Oh, we say, that's a meaning the entire Chatzinezik, or just the second part, it's just pretty hard.
Say again?
Are we changing the definition of Chatzinezik and
die? It's not a Zelik, that's a Chatzinezik. Benefit Chatzinezik.
No, but saying what we're saying that it's the Gufo.
The Gufo, the whole thing is
the Gufo. The whole thing.
The whole thing is the Gufo. For the diet. Shows right here for the diet.
You're thinking of Rabbi Yehuda.
Sal Thomas, yeah. No, prior. Me'akuz. Says Tais, says Rashi. Very good. Well, that's nothing. Says Rashi. Ala Karo Nezik Shori. See where is the first word of the line is Karo. It goes and burns another place.
So this is
Regal?
This is
Regal?
Right,
did not.
No,
so
the
other
the
Soros
he doesn't hold
the shame. Oh, Gavaldi! No, Hakasha Nashi. Gavaldi! I was waiting for that. Rashi designed his chin, and yet it says that on the rest of the goddess, you pay. That's in Ezek. Why? Because Rashi goes, it's Soros. Oh, Soros. That's what there's a thing in Soros, Bashem. Second Kasha Nashi.
Can't we say this is Rekha? He said that the Harora, the Shem, but then when he puts it down, it's regular.
Exactly. It's two actions.
It's two actions in one. Means he's eating. He's eating it. Very nice. He's eating it. That Shem.
But he's still eating.
But no, as he's eating it, probably put it down before you. Probably put it down. That's what he said. Put it down before you. He's saying the actual putting down.
That's that
causes
the
swirls. It's not a Torah, but all of the. You could say the actual putting it down is very good.
And eating
is Shem. Very nice. It's said on a different Machlokes Rashi Tosfos, but it's good for him. And we had the Machlokes Rashi Tosfos, what's it then if an animal is farrowing to get to food? Rashi, how that's called regal, and Tezol, that's called Shem. It means anything it's doing in order to eat, it's called Shem. The hair, putting it on the goldish pastures would be Shem. But that's all Tezol. But Rashi holds on to that. Very good, very good. Got a nice to here. So, Rubin saying that the actual putting it down on the goldish, that's regal. And the eating of it is the Shem. Very nice, very good. So, at least we answered this one. As long as God is of its source, then and a creature. So, who many of can I get for it? Well, in a pretty day, they go mock a market. My season, he be pilgrim. But Tony, I know here, says in Rashi, but he's after. We go for Mishan and I, Hatsinet. You pay. We go for this Hatsinet. It is clear, Mishan Soyo is still crying a time. You really think we took my stories? They have a lot of love of advice and Ezek Shalim. The Lord has said in the Bible, "Benedict Shalom." But Peter is very like his son, because even if he also son was on the service, Benedict Shalom, the Gufay be asked upon Benedict Shalom. Do you find the Gufay be Benedict Shalom? But all okay, anything in a normal way, the going service. Rabbi Gufay like a rebuyele. Rabbi himself only had this suffering. El alibed Rabbanon, come to Rabbanon don't mechatzin nezik. That's when the rebuyele had the question. Mibayle had this question. Yeah, boy, hi, Keshar Chatzinezek. Is this Chatzinezek of Alokha Mishmasina like every other Chatzinezek? Oh, my good for it. I did my boss like you don't in on all rather you say no, it was in the normal way. Okay, okay, anything which is in the normal way, Maria. You got Maria. Amara, live in the Sukhis. We're going to Sukhis, she can live in Rama. Of course, Rama had the obvious, the Maria, Mishalim, they came from the Aliyah. The whole mini can move much of it because we consider it more regarding everything, all aspects which is considered more. And like you're going to Shoni Megacheles, Shalom Lepapi, he took the Gecheles in his mouth, they need to place it down. Daniel Shinu took a Gecheles, wasn't like a loaf of bread, took a Gecheles and placed it down. Daniel Shinu, and a Bayan Mahok Alaytiv Shit, you can't resolve our Shaila. The Ebitzer is Gilchayu, if it's on that search in the normal manner, to Kurama Maria Shalom, maybe you would pay Maria. Oh, but serious Shashinaban committee. We're talking about serious, it is in a different way. From a serious Kyokayo, serious done in a normal way, Bainu, Beloza, Baitanakame, Sphere of the Sophos. They both hold the pain and the Shalim. Shalim, pain and the Shalim. Did it differently? Kama Tanakame, Tanakame, Hatinezek. You pay Hatinezek. From a group of Mishalim. And you pay me good for it, the Mishuru, told the Karen. And Rebbe Loza, all Sovakim, Taufan, Domin Mishuru came to the side of the Shalim Nezik Shalim, Royal Mishuru, Abagab the Nezik Shalim Mishalim, even though you pay me the Shalim, make good for you, the Mishalim. You pay me good for it. Because I'm meaning to come on, like it says later on, the Khatan of the Mizbeis Mishmaitzin, they have Taufan, they have Taufan, Mishuru, the Karen of Tanizik. You pay me for it. The reason is like, sure, I said it because I'm tired. Okay, the last part, I'll try to see if we did it a bit quick. Maybe I'll go over it again next time we learn. And Tuesday. Okay, Tuesday it will be. Hatzlacha to everyone. Enjoy the Chazor. Coming a bit together a bit. Baruch Hashem. And Yetz Hashem, we'll meet on Tuesday. Keep well, my parents.